Okay. As I told you at the beginning, this omid and a half, sort of little shas, bounces into many, many different inyanim. So, which according to Tosus means it is onus ke'en avedo. It's karev l'pshia, which the Ravid and Meiri explain. He should have checked, even though Lohikim Omaola. Lin Abed Varim Potter. Now we have to understand Chavola. Let's just read the Rambam Hilchot. Let us get a little deeper into understanding what Chavola is about. Rambam Perkei Hilchot V'Lamasi. Also, the Adam Lachbol, it's also to be a Chovel, Bein Ba'atzmo, Bein Ba'chavero. Number one, he hasn't defined. Velo HaChovel Belvad, not only Chovel, Kol Hamake Adam Kosher Mi'Yisrael. So, what does that mean? That means there are different, Ram is going to find three different levels. Level number one, Chovel, he's Motzi Dam. Make, he hits him. Mak Odom Kosher Mi Yisrael. Bein Bekotten, Bein Begodol, Bein Beish, Bein Beish, Derech Nitzoyon. If I hit you, and it has to be Derech Nitzoyon or Derech Bizoyon showing, it means I'm doing it as a way of showing I'm an authority for you, doing something to you. But if I just pat you on the cheek like that, and that's not a chovel. As a over below says shenamel ayotzel lahakosa. Okay, afilu lahagbia yodo al chavero also. Just to lift up your hand is also us. Amib yodo al chavero abishlo hikaru haris said Russia. Where do we know that from? It's a pasuk. What the pasuk? Parshas Shmos. So we have three levels. That's chovel. Now we have a pasuk that says ayin tachasai. What does that mean? So if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph, the whole Chovel Mazik, HaChovel B'Chaveru Chayiv L'Shalim Lo Chamisha Dvarim Nezek Tzar Ripu Shevas and Boshes Nezek Keitza. Okay. U'minayin Shezeh Shinema Be'Evorim Ayin Tachasayin Tashlum. How do we know it's tashlum? Hey. Shenema chaburo tachas chaburo. We perish shenema kike yishes reo beavaragro v'rak shifto yite. V'amad shetachas shenema v'chaburo tashlum v'hem. Avo b'dhoyom elu nirim me'inyan ha-Torah. Shebechsav, kula mufarshim moshim isinai, kula haloch lemoshim zebiyodenu, zerou avosenu don bebezdino shel Yoshua, bezdino shel Shmuel Aramosi, or bezdin bezdin shomer mi mos moshe adash. Okay, now he says, how do I know? He says, and he said halacha gimel. Really, I deserve to have my eye taken out. Or I deserve to have it. And that's why I have to pay. Now, the Rambam is telling a very key and crucial thing here. If I kill someone, there's no kofar. If I wound him, there is kofar. What does kofar mean? It's kapara. Rambam is telling me exactly here. Nezek is a kapara. Now, that's number one. It's kofar l'rosh eivarim. But then he said something very key. There's a halacha between, there's a difference between moment and knas. For when I damage someone's property, that's moment. He lost money, I have to replace the money that was lost. Moment. When I have a knas, is something that's stomachifying. Something that's not replacing anything. So, Rambam has an... No. When I have to pay Sheves, lost wages, what is that? That's moment. He lost X amount of money, lost wages. I gotta replace it. Doctor bills. What is it? He had to spend X amount of money for doctor bills. After pick up the cost. Nezek, we say, is different. Rambam calls it a knas. Rambam Perek Hei Hilchos says, the halacha of a knas is as follows. We learn it from Bota Kasher Yashin Elohim Yishalim Shnayim L'Rei. That if it's mammon, any person can pass. And if I say an amoda, hodos baldin kameidim domit. Knas is different. It's something only a person of smuchim can pass. And moda b'knas is potter. So if a moda that I hurt him, so sheves, I have to pay wages. I lost money. It's mammon. What about Nezek? Rambam says, "Oda chovel shu chovel. Sharei edim. If they're edim, lo edim. There are no edim. And potum and a Nezek and an atzar. Tzar is not for nothing lost. It's not lost money. It's a separate issue. You cause some pain. You have to pay for the pain. And there's no loss." Boshes is also, but Boshes is different. If I tell Bezin what I did, that's also a violation. So right now it's Boshes. But it's also Knas. So therefore, when Nezek, he says it's Knas. Why is Nezek Knas? Nezek's not for something lost. Nezek is a kofar l'rosh eivarim. Now, that's number one. Reb Chaim's basic yisod comes from here. The Rambam that Nezek is kofar l'rosh eivarim. On the other hand, that's why it's a knas. But what about Sheves? So here, is Sheves just he lost money. So here there's a Gemara Pehei Amid Beis. Gemara Pehei Amid Beis says, if I lock someone in a room, and he had a job, and he's supposed to show up for his job, and he doesn't show up for his job, I have to pay his lost wages. And I lock him in a room, not only to take a look in the Rosh, in Perches, to pay on the base. Simon Vav. Where is Simon Vav? He says, you put him in a room. No, excuse me. My shas at home is different. Different page. No matter. He says, "Me and there's a geshevet." He says, "But it's only if I take, if I put him in the room, I have to touch him." What?
Sof Simon Gimel.
Sof Simon Gimel. Excuse me. Oh yeah, Sheves the Hadke ba'Andruna, Ubitlo me'Melachto, v'Nosen lo d'mei Shivto, u'Mistadra. He says, the Mayri she'Echnitzo v'Cheder v'Sogro b'Tocho. I put him in the room after touching. Aber im Hoye Kvar b'Cheder v'Sogro lov ha'Pesach Groma v'Nisokan hav. It's a Groma. We'll get in a little later into the definition of which Groma sechayev or not. What does he say? If I just look at lost wages, enochanami, it's moment, because it's connected to loss. But it's a separate zerasakotzim and chavola, and therefore it has to be a part of chavola, requires physical contact with him. I have to take him and put him in a room. And then lock the door. He's in the room and I lock the door, or I just hide his car keys and he can't get to work. I'm potter. It's a grommel. What do you see from that? Said Rav Chaim. You see, even though it's mama, but still it's a din in chavala. You're not just paying for loss. So, now, where's Rav Chaim coming from? And this is a basic issue with Rav Chaim. The Rambam says to make karka kakarka. Marm says, that means if I dig five holes in your ground, and you say 10 and I say 5, Marm's not a motor b'mitzvah. Says the rabbi, but it depends what he asks for. He asks for fill up the holes, okay, it's karka. He asks pay, it's pay. It's money, it's not karka. Chaim said, under all. So Chaim explains, and we'll see it inside. It says, mazik. You lost money, I have to replace that which you have. And since I have to replace that which you have, it's zeh keneged zeh. Rav Chaim calls chlipe adova. It's an exchange. It's property is property. But if I knock off your finger, money, first of all, it doesn't belong to you. Who says it doesn't belong to you? That Tosus says that in Davdalot Amud Aleph. Mikama Rogatzinim Latzin Mamono. The Zondim is not Mamono. My goof is my goof, it's not my property. It's all a different thing. So therefore, he says, it's not a substitute. Separate loch, chavol, you have to pay. So therefore, there's a Rambam torn v'nitin. You have a Rambam torn v'nitin. What's the kasha that the Raivan asks against him? About the Bishnayim. You chopped two fingers off my hand. I said, no, I only chopped one. It's mamon. It's not karka. You know, Adam hokish the karka. Why? Reb Chaim says, because if I say you dug 10 holes in my yard in 5, so the money I give you is in exchange for the karka. So therefore, that's why to make karka is karka. But chavol is a chiv tashlum, I have to pay. We cheshmen it this way, we cheshmen it that way, we cheshmen it this way, we cheshmen it that way. But even Shevis, he says, even Shevis, it would normally be a grama, but it's separate in the chavola that this grama is chayev. And therefore, it's a, but it's not, it's just a chiyav tashlum, it's not a substitute for anything. So, why did he have to say that? Not only Nezek, because then in Choval to Bishnayim, okay, top of two fingers, one more finger, or maybe you lost how many days' wages or this or that? No. Because it's a Chaval Zechiv Tashem, it's not a substitute. Nothing's a substitute for anything. Now, here, Reb Chaim said something else. Chaim said, it's a kofel of Rashi Avorim. It's the Aveira that's Machayev. Now we have a question. How do we understand Noflo Hiklo Hika Bomayola? It says, the Inyan Golos, it's Chotu. So let's see how the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Golos. Now, Tosis is stuck with a problem. If Lagabi Mazik Amchayev, from Lagabi Mazik Amchayev, it's an onus Kain Aveda. Means it's Karv Lapshia. So in order to defend Tosis, the Ravid, the Miri say, according to that means, anytime I have to check, stand up, I have to check that I have something here that can fall and hurt and damage something. Otherwise, why is it Karv Lapshia? That's first of all. Now, when Tosis comes to Lagabe Golos, I explained the fundamental machlokas between Rambam and Tosis in second paragraph Marcus. There are a lot of examples of Kotsa. This is Chayav, this is Potter, this is Chayav, this is Potter. Tosis, Tainis, they are all separate examples of Kotsa with a lot of detail. And he's going to tie to the same thing here. Rambam says, no. In every shogeg, there are three types of shogeg. The shogeg karav lepshia, stam shogeg, shogeg karav onus. Golas is chayim with a shogeg. Now, in a korban, you know, when do you bring a korban chatzas for avera, b'shogeg you chayav karis for. When pasuk says v'ne'alam mimenu, I once knew and I forgot. So while Tosis have special Xeras HaKosis here that I once knew and I forgot, Lagabe Golos, the Rambam says, no. Let's see what the Rambam says. Rambam is very, very clear. Shloshehem ha'horgim b'li chavona. There are three types. Perek hey halocha. Perek vav halocha. There are three types of b'lo chavona. Ech horg b'shkoga v'ha'aloma gemura. Ha'aloma gemura. V'neshenemak ha'shelot soda v'dino sheyigle l'orei mikla. He throws into the very definition ha'aloma gemura. Where did this word ha'aloma come from? A pasuk. V'ne'alam imenu. Those of you in Rabbi Hendler's group of Croesus will know this is Adin Vanellam. Okay. The Yesh Hahoreg Beshkoga with Yakar of Lonus. For who? What does Kar of Lonus mean? Shiera Bemisazu Morapella. A wondrous thing, Shane, and Motsu Berov Moros. It doesn't happen in the majority of cases. Vidino shu potem in agolos. Ej horig bishkog vithi akrovel zotin. שדובר כפו מאו פשיעה, או שאו יזוהר, ולא ניזם. זה נשאין לגולה. Because the aver is too serious. Golas is not enough. Okay. So what does he do with our Gemara? Lo hikam b'ma'olam. Per halacha tetzvah, v'hoise evim unachas behiko, behikabo, v'shochacha. Yomer v'nofla, v'hemisa, golish, nebe b'shkoga. Oh, you did. B'shkoga means v'ne'al amimenu. Okay, but what'll be? If hoise evim unachas behiko, v'lo hikam b'olam, v'homer v'nofla, v'hemisa, he says, hekar v'lo'onis. That is, so, according to the Rambam, in the Rambam's world of mazik, what is the only case that a mazik is potter and something totally that I could not have anticipated, could not have thought it? It's karolonus, but not known as gomor. So Tosis has what? Tosis has that it's a pshia karov lip. It's karov lip pshia. Ram says no. It's karvlonus. They're coming from different angles. I don't have a chiyuv when I wake up in the morning to say this. I woke up this morning. I'll be frank with you. I didn't check with something whether my wife put something in my lap in the middle of the night that it's going to fall when I didn't check. They're coming from very different angles. Both Lagabi Mazik, what is Mazik, and Golas, etc. Now, but here we have Dalad Dvara. Now here we get into trying to understand what this whole thing is about. So, Reb Chaim said a simple thing, it's a Kofel Rashi, where it depends on the Avera. So, if it depends on the Avera, we understand why I'm potter from Dalad Dvarim. Dalad Dvarim is only, in one case, if it's a major or a Pshia Gemura. Any degree of Shogeg not. The question is it a special exercise caused by Dalad Dvarim? Tosfos will say that. But I'm not so sure that the Rambam would agree with that. Why not? Enochanami, Reb Chaim said that it's Kofel Reshevar. You haven't got it there yet, and those of you learning the first Perek, but just let's take a look at Avdal Romer Beis. Those of you learning the first Perek will get there at some time. Mara talks. There are all sorts of Tani Rabosha. Rabosha says Shlosha Tovis Nazi. Here's his list. Okay. Yes. Rabosha Nami, Tani La Odom. Shrek Abli Odom. Odom the Hizik Odom. Odom the Hizik Shor. The two separate parshas of one of Amasi. Odom Hizik Odom and Odom the Hizik Shor. Hochin Shor Menami, let's say Trey Gavni Shor, the two types of a Shor. Shor Shizik Shor, but Hizik Shor is a Godom. He says, no. Bishnama Odom the Hizik Shor, Nezik Huda Mashalim. Odom the Hizik Odom, some Arbet Varim. Shor Mali Shor, Hizik Shor, Mali Shor, Hizik Godom. That's all I'm saying. Wait a second. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is telling me a very simple thing. There is nezek to a human being. Short is a godam is not a chavala. It's not a kofel rosh hashanah. It's a whole different parasha. It's just like short is a godam. So there are two levels that you pay for when you mazik and adam. There's one level of kofar, kofar shir adam, kofar l'rashev adam. And then there is that if a shoyhizik adam pays a certain nezik, then adam shehizik adam is no less than that. So when do you have one, when do you have the other? It depends. So what do you have? Now, sure, she's a godom. You're not going to be a knatz because not kofu the Rosh Hashanah is going to be mama. So if Adam she is a godom, and that he's moda be knatz, you're going to be bought. Aye, let him pay. No. As long as my maisa machayev is machayev kapara, I'm in the world of kapara. If I do a maisa that's not machayev kapara, so then I'm not better than a shor. So what is our Gemara saying? Our Gemara is saying like this. It's karav la'onus, doesn't need kapara for. Okay? So it's just an adam shehizik adam. No adam shechaval ba'adam, it's adam shehizik adam. He doesn't have the aveira of chavala. So he pays nezek and he doesn't pay dalad for him. Okay. Would he be, let's say he'd be mowed in such a case, could be saved, could be a chayim. So they have two levels. In modem, if he's modem in Ezek, he's part of I'm going to be chayim. No. As long as the maisa chavola was machayim from kofar, so then that itself parts as you, as we'll see later, from the din of mazik. But if it's karvla onus, so it's not machayev you. It's not machayev you. Kofel or shevar, then you know better than a shor. That's what this Gemara is telling you. Of all our days. Now, then we get into a more confusing thing. Linyan Eved, Plukti Reb Shimon Gamliel V'Rabbonin. Tetanya. Harsha Rabba Rofe, V'amalo Kechol Einai, V'simo, Hatoli Shainai, give me a filling. Drill a tooth. And when I'm drilling the tooth, I'm not such a good dentist, I knock out the tooth. Sichach Bo'odin V'yotza L'chayrus. Rishim Gamliel Oma Veshichaso, Ad Sheiskavim Neshachaso, until he has Kavona to be Mazik. So Tosis has a problem. Tema, Rekabe the Kedushim, Mukmi Rabbonin Hai Veshichaso, Oshi Yodo Vamei Shicho, Vesima Uba, Shabbat Mayeho, Potem, Shom Neskavim Layim, Wait a second. It's kavim ayin, but not as kavim the shachis for ayin. Shlomo de lo patru rabbonon el heilon. It's kavim la ayin. Gam the kavim la tovos or shalevin. I don't look. I'm not going to hit the eye, and I want the benefit of the heaven. The awesome. It's kavim la ayin. Vishnu's Kavala Tobotsu, Lona's Kavala Tobotsu, Avgamon's Kavala Ayin, so Tosis comes up with some sort of a chilut. Tosis is trying to straighten out the Sugya in Kedushim with the Sugya in Baba Kama. He comes up with a pshara. So, what do the Rabbanon say? Rabbanon says, Potter. If I don't know, let's say I don't want to hit him in the eye, I hit him in the cheek, and I knock out his eye, wasn't lo tovasa. But let's say I want to pull out a tooth, but I'm looking to do the tooth. But I'm going to say, go to chayvus. I have to have two things. And but what happens? Hoshi Yodo B'mei Shivcha. She's having a problem delivering, and you stick your hand in to pull out the Vlad, and you knock out the eye of the Vlad. So you didn't know what you were doing in there. You had no kavanah for the eye. And no kavanah for the eye. And what you were trying to do is not for Tova. You're trying to help the Uber get, you're trying to deliver the baby. Trying to deliver the baby, you stick your hand to pull the baby out. The baby's having a problem getting delivered. It's for the benefit of the baby, and you don't have to come to the eye. Then fine. So, Tosa seems to come up, I want you, within some sort of artificial way of justifying the Gemara. V'shichaso is what? I have to want to do something negative. Fine. But let's say something, you want to do something positive. But let's say I want to do something positive. Still. So, what happens? The Eved has a bad toothache. And the Odin is an expert dentist. And he has a bad wisdom tooth, and he's a wisdom tooth specialist, wants to take out the wisdom tooth. No. Because he wants to take out that wisdom tooth. Vashichasa means, but it seems to be very artificial. Where does it come from, the word Vashichasa? You take a look how the Rambam says it. The Rambam makes no attempt to square the Gemara and Baba Kama. Gemara and Kedushin. Take a look at the Gemara and Kedushin. On the side, you'll see the Tosfos Riyad Zaken. And it says the Rama thought it's a serious Sukkis. So let's see how the Rama paskins it. Yes. Hey, Avodim. Like this. People sheno sima eno below kavona. Losh zark even le behema nuffle be even. People sheno chot etul loyotzi chavis. Shnevus ein shen avdo or shen amosu yapil ad she yiskave. I need kavona. So therefore, if he had Eben Munachas B'cheko, no kavona. Hosh Yodel Mei Shifchasa, V'simein Ho'uba Shemei, Lo Yotzu L'cheve, Sharei Lo Yoda Dova Shiyas Kavano. He had no kavona for anything. He had kavona for one thing, to deliver the baby. And while he's trying to deliver the baby, he knocks out nine. Hoya Rabba Rofe. And then at the end, when he's talking about, where is he? He says, about Uba Meima. Hoya Rabba Rofa. Yamalok, Holy Ainai. צריך ועדם להיות צלחן, שאף פן של נסקבן להסיק, נסקבן לנגוע בעברי הועבת ולסקן בוהן. He had כבונס חבולו. ואין צורך לא אומרים הויסה שאין עבר כועבס, ועל ירבו אומן ואוקולו, שאין יוצא לחבס. Now, there are two separate ways of understanding this Rambam. He says, number one, he has three levels. Hoshi Yadova May, he says, what is it? I had no kavana for anything, I just had kavana to do a single thing, to deliver the baby. It's as if I threw something, and all of a sudden, I threw something to object A, and it ended up hitting the Yevid. No, that's nothing. Well, let's say I had kavana, l'tovas ha'evid, but I had kavana. Says, why? He says, I had niskaven l'goa be'evri ha'evid. I wanted to do something to the evid and take and drill the tooth, knowing that there's a possibility I can knock it out. I want to do something to the eye, to help the eye, but I know there's a possibility that I'll knock out the eye. And then he says, but if I knew I wanted to take out the eye, that's not a question. One way of looking at it.
When you had a kavanah to do something which might take out the tooth, that's kavanah's chavalah?
It's kavanah. I don't know. I don't know whether we're into. He says, so losakin bohem. I knew I might make a mistake. There's a possibility of making a mistake, and the possibility of making a mistake is.
In Shabbos, it's not a misasik, it's an enemiskaven.
It's an enemiskaven.
It's an option that will happen.
It's an enemiskaven. It's an enemiskaven. That means I want to do something, I know that there is a potential danger in it. For instance, nowadays, if you go to a regular good dentist, he doesn't even think there's a possibility he's going to knock out the tooth. Apparently they didn't have such well-developed dentistry at that time.
And the Rambam means that there's not such a
read what he says. I'm just reading the words. He said, why? Shavim is on the scavenger lahazik. He didn't want to damage. He's trying to help him. I knew that there was a potential danger in what I was doing. So there's a dover shein miskav. I need a kavanah. The Rambam says previously, I need a kavanah. Is the kavanah of dover shein miskav good enough? Yes. Kavanah of dover shein is good enough. Now, there are two ways of reading this, but certainly if he says I have a bad toothache, can you pull out the tooth? Pull out the tooth. No problem, because he wanted to pull out the tooth. Or you can say, no, the Rambam is saying something else. It depends. If the Eved asks for it, so, and you're doing it with when the Eved says drill the tooth, not asking you to take out the tooth, asking you to drill the tooth. And the Eved is knowing that there's a possibility you'll knock out the tooth. So it's a dover shen miskaven legabe hezek. What about if the Eved comes and says, I have a bad toothache? I have a bad wisdom tooth. Pull out my wisdom tooth. And you're a wisdom tooth specialist. And your kavanah is that the Eved wants it. It could be you can interpret the Rambam that he's not going with chayus. Okay. Could be he is. Why? Because when the Rambam talks about the first case of drilling the tooth, he says the Eved asked him to do it. Here he doesn't mention the Eved asked him to do it. Now, so if I take the first possible pshat, very simple. I have to, I need kavana. That's what Rabbanan said. We learn from Vishichaso. If he had no kavana whatsoever to do anything, he just to deliver the baby and it ended up. Knock out an eye. If he was trying to throw a rock at something and it ended up hitting the yavid and no kavana. What about his kavana was a dover shenim eskaven kavana? And the Ebbe would never mask him to have his tooth taken out, just wanted a filling. Says that is enough kavana. And that gufa is the machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. But wait one second. If this is what the sugya is, it has nothing to do at all with Baba Kama. Hikibo, lo hikibo. Hikibo, he had no kavana for anything. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ashish Kavan Shaf. And the Rabbanan, it's a Yotzil Chavis. Why? Why is it different? Hoshi Yodul Me'imah. He had no kavana for anything. He didn't have kavana to hit the yavid to touch the end, nothing. So where's where I'm coming from? That's what Tosfos Yasok and said, okay, Tosfos had a problem how to square the two sugyas. And he came up with a teretz that we have to understand. But the Rambam said, no problem. It's a serious sugyas. I'm passing the conclusion all like what we're coming. But what do the Rabbanan say? The Rambam's psak is very clear. Reject Baba Kama. There is Erechanami Asteris Asugis, what Tosfos didn't want to say. And he's explaining everything according to the Sugya there in Kadush. So how do you understand Sugya and Baba Kama? What do the Rabbanan say? Mura says as follows. Which the Rambam says is what? Is Paravonis. And that's what he said in Golas. Paravonis. So, that means it is a shkoka, it's some degree of shkoka, but that degree of shkoka is karavonis. And there the Rabbanan say, even in that case, he's chaya, he's yotzel chayro. What does that mean? The only time he didn't know anyone was there, he didn't know anything, nothing, he was unaware of anything, nothing. So what? All the Rabbanan have to say is what? One have to say? Okay. As long as Karavlon is not known as Gomer, he is Yotze L'chayrus. It's a Shkoga Karavlonus. The Rambam explains that's why it's no Golus. It's a Shkoga. It's something that could have been anticipated, even though I really am not mechuyev to anticipate it. As long as any degree of Shkoga whatsoever, that is, and the Rambam rejects that. So that's the sphere between the sugyas. Even Hichnas Yadu Meim, he knows it might happen. He hasn't talked about Tavos and all the Tavos. So now we have to turn around. So the Rambam says, okay, sphere between the sugyas. I pass like Dushan, I like Baba Kama. Good. comes in Tosis and is not willing to do that. So what does Tosis say? Eitz l'tovasa. Number one. And number two, lo miskavelayim. What would be in the case of I have to have a wisdom tooth pulled out? The Eved needs a wisdom tooth pulled out. Is a tovasa, but it's niskavel l'shem. So you can't, so, and is that chavola? It's not chavola. Not chavola. So, Mashiach Asor means, is according to us, has nothing to do with chavola. Because we know, when we learn to pay dollar on the base, as a normal, regular medical practice you're doing, a person wants it, he's giving you permission to do it. Nothing to do with chaval. I need the wisdom tooth pulled out. I want you to pull the wisdom tooth out. Please pull the wisdom tooth out. I'm an expert wisdom tooth doctor. Go to the chavis. Have someone else do it. Let me ask you. What would be if you have a dentist and his father needs a wisdom tooth pulled out? Of course, when you pull a wisdom tooth out, there's going to be bleeding. Can the Ben pull the wisdom tooth out or not? Let's go back to send it and pay down on the base. So if he will end up that he'll do a perfect job, not make any mistakes in what he's doing, so there's no avera. But if he's afraid that I'm not going to do a perfect job, so then it's the same thing as Marcus Dam. But here with an avid, even if he did a perfect job, a perfect job, didn't do anything, didn't nick him there, didn't touch this, and all the things he's doing, he did a perfect job, still, that's a little. Why? Because it's Kavan Hashem. Nothing to do with Chavala whatsoever. Nothing to do with Chavala. So they learned for Shichaso. What? That two things. So, Dov Hashem is Kavan, not Dov Hashem is Kavan. It will only be Dov Hashem is Kavan. I don't need a tovasa. So Tosis is coming up, apparently, according to Rabbanu, with some sort of arbitrary exercise cause. What is Tosis doing? He says, stop exercise cause. What forced Tosis to interpret exercise cause? By planning to put together all the sugyas, he comes up with some sort of exercise cause. That if it's lo tovoso, and I don't care about. And I'm not, and I don't want to get to the ayin of the shame, or the rashi ever. The Tosis, and the Rambam didn't want to get into some sort of artificial situation. Since there is a circus. Okay. This is Hoy Yev Menachas Becheiko V'yoda Bo V'shochecho V'omad V'noflo V'yenzigin Chayim V'yendal Dvorim Potter V'yengolus Chayim So Tosfos has his all of his Xeris HaKosos. Ram says that is a Shogei Gomor v'Nel HaMimeno. And even in the case of a Shogei Gomor, you don't have Kofel or Rosh HaEvara. Is it a shog? It's a plain, straight out shogeg. On Shabbos, though, not a melach machshavas. I didn't end up doing what I intended to do, and we saw that melach machshavas means what? You end up doing exactly what you intended on doing, and he did not end up doing exactly what he intended to do. Shabbos Nachum Hashavah, and then Golus Amrachon, a promise governing your Shnaim is our karma. Then in Eved, Vayt, the Tuk Tereb Shem Gamal Rabbana, that's a plain out shogeg.
According to the Tzad in Rashi, that it's governing your Shnaim is our karma is quoted from Golus because it's karma made you. So then why by Dalit Varn?
I don't know. I have to think about it. You see, Dalit Varim, I don't know.
He needs a mezid gomer and korv lemezid is not enough.
Pshia, no, Yechai Dalit Varim in the case of Pshia. What?
Nafal
Menagat
Baruch
Matsuya, Yechai of Dalit Varim. Nafal Menagat Baruch Matsuya, Yechai of Dalit. I have to think about it. I don't know. Good question. I don't think about it. Shiam Chayev Karva Meiz. Let me think about it. Okay. This, we covered a whole bunch of things today. Very far ranging in many different areas of Shas. Let's Hashem will continue. If there's no permanent damage, let me take a look at it. Yes, Rabbi.
I think Shiva kept phrasing boshes in terms of kanas.
There's no loss of money.
Then why is the Rambam squared up with Kibbutz and Shabbos and Yigdal?
He explains it. You didn't read it. He explains it. Read it inside and see. He says, because when I talk in Bezin, how I embarrassed him, that's also embarrassing.
So the reason you're chayiv isn't because you're modev, but rather because based on sikha.
Because there's another boshes. I discussed the whole thing in Bezin.
And that's not because you're modev, it's because based on
that's that not for the original boshes, for the current boshes.
There was no original boshes because no one was around.
The original boshes are knas, but this, I'm doing it again. So Bezin sees me doing it again.
No one's around when there's no original.
But it's in front of Bezin.
Right, but the original time that I hit it, there's no boshes. You said that by the Rofus. So if the Evan needs a tooth removed and the Adin removes it, so according to the Rambam.
I'm pointing to one side. I had the Tutsud.
Right, Tutsud. Why can't we say those Tutsud and Tosos as well?
So give me a cloud. I have to. Tosos says very simple. I have to. I'm only potter if I want the tovosu and I'm not intending on the ayin. If I want the tovosu, I'm intending on the ayin.
But Tosu's case is where the Evid didn't agree.
But he gives his clout. He doesn't know what his rule is. That's his way of putting the whole thing together. Okay. He doesn't give me much room to budge.
And it would be the same thing even if it's not the Rav. Yeah. If the Evid agrees, you can remove my leg for
Letovaso, but it has to be Letovaso. So,
according to the Rambam as well?
No. Tosa says as follows.
Right.
I'm only potter on two things. It's Letovaso, and I don't intend on the Eva.
Right.
Okay, if I intend on the Eva, if I go to the Adon is a wisdom tool specialist, and he wants to take out his Letovaso.
And the Rambam, where we said that if it's Reifa, then it's the
That depends with the Rambam. It's right. Not clear from Rambam if the Eved wants him to do it.
Right. Does it make a difference if it's L'Refua and L'Tevasa, or if the Eved wants and there's absolutely no medical reason to remove it, it would be the same question?
Yeah. Yes, Rambam. Rabbi Ran.
The Rambam says by Boshas that when the guy admits it, he's Chayav even when he admits it in Bezin for Boshas. Does that mean if the guy is like a year later is still saying it says I did this to him and he's Chayav Boshas again? Or is he only Chayav once?
He's only Chayav once. Okay. Well, you'll see if he's only Chayav once. It has to relate to the once for that original thing. But now I reinforce the original thing. I'm reinforcing the original Boshas.
Rabbi.
Yes, Rabbi.
What's the reason that I'm chayav when my shirt damages a person for another?
Because
it's not a pshia in your shmira.
As a shirt damages a person, I'm in a case that, it's in a case that I'm a poshaya. In a case which I'm a poshaya. A shore is only going to be a poshaya. In a case I'm a poshaya. So my shore damages a person. I have my pet dog. He goes jumping into your backyard and bites you.
Okay. So Rebbe was saying that in a person when he's a shoygeg, like Harbel Aines, so he loses the din of Havali, he becomes like a shark.
Yeah, but then it's not the Avera anymore. If I do the Avera, so then I'm in the world of Kofli or Shevara. But if I'm not doing the if the Chavol is not a Mechayev me in it, so then I'm no less than a Shor.
But sure, you're only Chayev when you're Poshea.
No, so I'm a Shor. So I'm a Shor. Okay. I'm an Odom Mamazik, so I have the Dharma of an Odom Mamazik. I just wanted to show you from Shor that there's another level of Tashlumen of. One is Shor has his level of Tashlumen, has his level of Tashlumen.
I mean, that's Adamu Al-Olam saying.
Yeah, the Adamu Al-Olam will cover. That's exactly what the Gemara is out to prove. But Adamu Al-Olam don't say, well, it's not a call for. How do I know there is such a tashlumen?
And we see from sure there is such a tashlumen.
There's such a type of tashlumen. Yes, Rabbi Glazer.
The Shiva keeps phrasing the case in Boshas where I spit at the ground or I spit on his face.
The Rambam has it.
So the Rambam says that if I spit and it lands on his begadim, then I'm potter.
I'm potter. It didn't hit his goof. Chavonah has to hit his goof.
Okay, but if I punch him and it hits his shirt.
Okay, but when I punch him and it hit his shirt, if he doesn't feel anything in his body, it's nothing. If I'm wearing a heavy winter overcoat and you punch me and I don't feel anything, it's nothing.
Well, then there's no nezek.
Okay, the nezek. But let's say I punch you and it hurts me horribly, you punch me in the stomach, but and it went through my, just like this, so that started my goof. Something affected my goof. Chavonah has to affect my goof.
So if you're trying to go to work and I take my hand and I go like this, and you can't get past
me, and I'm touching your shirt. If I didn't touch you, if I did not affect your body, I have to affect your body.
So in that case, I would be potter from shirt.
If I growl at you, okay, and you get afraid of me, and you won't walk out the door. If you walk out the door, I'll punch you in the face, I'll do this, that's the blah, blah, blah. No, chavonah.
But in this case, I'm actually putting my hand at it, he's walking, I'm putting it against his shirt. I'm not touching his shirt.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Someone spits on someone's baggage. They feel it through the shirt.
And then it's tzar. The tzar, because my body has suffered tzar.
So even if there's no tzar, the only thing that there is boishas. That would be considered boishas.
I'm not sure. No, I don't believe so. Boishas. No.
Is it because the hezek or the tzar, whatever, that's the
hezek to the tzar, I understand, because if I punch you, if someone would punch me now on the stomach, and I'm in tremendous pain. So what's up? It's not my shirt suffered pain. My goof suffered the pain. So that's chavonah. Chavonah reflects on the goof of Adam.
Yeah, the pusher is that he got spat on his kelim.
Yeah.
Even if he felt it through, but the pusher was...
Okay.